Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right. Welcome to this episode of Technically Short. I'm Thomas.
I'm Sean.
And this episode, we're talking about... This is Sean's idea.
Healthy rejection.
Yeah, healthy rejection. Saying no, we talked about this earlier, saying no to the right things, which means you're actually saying no to the wrong things. It's confusing, but saying no to the right things, healthy rejection, that's actually probably even a better way to say it.
I love healthy rejection.
But yeah, Sean, so why don't you define that for us?
Okay, so normally when we think about rejection, guys, we think of something bad. But, like, let me read the definition of rejection, okay?
Oh, okay.
So, rejection is the dismiss of inappropriate or not one's taste. That's one definition, right? The other one is to refuse to agree.
Hmm.
So, to refuse to agree is more what we're talking about. Because some taste and stuff, like rejection, that's, like... based off of personal opinion, right? But what we're talking about is to refuse to agree. What we're saying is refusing to agree to the wrong things. Sometimes it's a wrong thing. Sometimes it's a good thing at just at the wrong time. So that we're going to dive deeper into that, but that's where I think we're landing the plane.
Yeah. I think like kind of where he was going with, kind of where you were going with that, Sean, is like rejecting the, it's like rejecting the good and the bad, to focus on the great things.
Absolutely.
And like with me in particular, like just a quick example for me, just to put it into some perspective, with my finances, the area where I've had to say no a lot is like going out to eat with people anytime Sean would ask,
which is all the time.
Like I would, I meal prep, I do everything I can, to save money and still be healthy, and also be able to pay off my student loans, which in this case is the great thing that I'm working on doing, and I'm very close. So like any all the times that I've said no have compounded and added up to me being able to do something great.
Amen.
And I think like that's one thing that like I won't go too far into this yet at least, but that's one thing I would think about this earlier today actually, like God, the greatest power God gave us is the power of choice.
Absolutely.
And that's the greatest power he gave us. And sometimes we choose wrong, sometimes we choose right, but he turns it all out for his good, right?
Yep.
So, like, we have these choices to be able to reject, or like Sean was saying, like, not agreeing with our internal heart soul wants to do, but agreeing with what maybe our spirit is saying.
Absolutely.
And saying, okay, I shouldn't be doing this, even though I want to, even though it necessarily wouldn't be a bad thing to do. Other people wouldn't see it as something bad for me to do. Other people looking outside, from the outside in, people might even think it's pretty normal for me to do this. However, I know what I'm working towards. I know what the spirit is telling me. So should I focus on what is normally done, or should I focus on the greater choice, the greater option? That makes sense.
It makes sense. Definitely makes sense. And I feel like that right there, what you were talking about, That is the refuse to agree. And I think that's so important, because there's times in life your friends will be like, hey, let's go out, but you know you need to study for your tests. There will be times in life where there's a relationship, but you're not ready for that relationship yet, so you have to refuse to agree. Or God's telling you that relationship specifically, that she's not spiritually equipped enough to date you, so you should need to refuse to agree. There's times where healthy rejection is needed, and if we don't apply rejection in a healthy way, and we only think about it being negative, then we'll accept and approve everything that is not for us.
Right, and I want to touch on that relationship thing again real quick, because I liked that, I really did. I think, like, whenever it comes to relationships, like, it happens, it doesn't happen a lot, but sometimes girls ask guys out.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all that much, but when it does happen, the guy, like, me in particular, like, I don't date a lot. I'm not like a maybe that will change. That will maybe that changes one day.
Well, I don't date, after this episode.
After, yeah, I don't need to do a full definition of what that means for me. But I don't date a lot in general my whole life, you know. But like, the saying no to, like, saying no to somebody because it, like, wouldn't be good for either of you, or also saying no to yourself about saying no to yourself about, I was just talking about this with Andrew the other day, saying no to yourself about a girl who maybe you think is attractive and stuff, but maybe she meets your criteria of being a Christian and is good looking, but like throwback. But
yeah.
But the
that was one of those healthy rejections I had to reject.
Right. But yeah, it might not be it might not be necessarily on the surface look bad, but internally you're like, yeah, there's something, God's got something better out there for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's might not even be saying anything about the person. It might just be like, yeah, there's somebody else out there for me that might be a better fit. And actually, kind of coming down to this, I think some people might be thinking, like, how do you know what to reject?
Oh, that's good. Ah, I love that. That honestly, that is a good question. I feel like me and Thomas were talking about earlier. So some things you have to like work out, and you get to figure out who you are, and more about knowing yourself, you're able to reject some things. Like we were talking about earlier that, like for instance, the study thing, right? Some people are okay to just be out all night and then still pass their tests. Other people are not. So, like, some people need that 8 hours before a test. So that would be, like, one of those things where you have to know yourself. But then there's times where we should just know this is not the right thing to do. And by that is, like, by that healthy rejection, you need God to discern, like, where you're going to go. And sometimes if you can't feel God, your alignment should be what Thomas said. I love this, where he said, like, your stomach should be aligned with God. So that way, like, how did you say it? It was so, like, your gut. Your gut.
Yeah, the way,
so your gut feeling.
Right. It's the way, like, I'll say, like, tell you what, like, this is from Pastor Ed, who he said,
we love you, Pastor Ed.
We have to have him on the show at some point because we shout him out so much. I think he said that. I think he mentioned that to me. But
we should.
But it was that, let me think about it. If I'm truly aligned with Christ, if I don't know what I'm supposed to do, if I don't know what God's telling me, and I know, though, that I'm aligned with Christ, then my gut inadvertently would be aligned with him, too.
Absolutely.
So if I listen, I've done this since then, I've done this a lot, and just kind of sat down like, what's my gut telling me in this situation whenever I'm not sure? And like, I would say 9.5 times out of 10, if not full 10 out of 10 times, my gut, my initial feeling, like that's initial, that's purely like without emotion, how the core of me believes I should move, and so that's the direction I move, and it's worked out. And if I've gone against that feeling, it does not work out in my favor. So I think that for me, that's whenever you're not sure,
right,
what you reject, whenever it's not obvious,
right.
It's not for every situation. Like, sure, every situation your gut's going to be in play, but some situations you won't need to go that deep into yourself. Some situations are going to be very obvious, like whenever sin is involved. Whenever you might go to that website,
yep.
And you know that you want to, you know you want to, you know you've done it before, you know plenty of other people do it, but you know it'd be bad for you.
Right.
Or you know it's bad in general.
Right. And that goes for, like, I would go even deeper onto that. That would be like, if you know that you can't go to a bar without drinking and going crazy and sleeping with somebody, then you shouldn't go to the bar. Like, that's where healthy rejection comes in, right? So it's like learning what you can do and what you can't do. If you know that you got a wife, that if you get a phone number from a lady that you're going to be texting her inappropriately, then you should not get a girl's phone number when you have a wife, period. It's just like, yeah. You're learning yourself enough to know, like, these are the things I can do, these are the things I can't do, because the things I can't do is going to bring me beneath what God's called me for. The things I can't do are gonna cause me to sin. The things I can't do are gonna destroy my calling, yep. Purpose, family, community. Those are type of things where you gotta know healthy rejection. This is where it comes down and why it's so important, is because you have to know yourself to know what you're capable of, and anything that is gonna take you away from God is an automatic rejection.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. I had something. I started writing a word. I wrote how, and then I did not write anything else. I got lost in thought. But I know I wanted to kind of give another personal example. There, yeah. So I really wanted to touch back on kind of what I was talking about before, about my personal example of saying no because I wanted to save money so I could pay off my student loans. In the moment of doing those things, sometimes it felt like it sucked because I wanted to be social. I wanted to, like in those moments, like maybe that was, like, it wasn't the only opportunity to be social, but me in my mind, I was like, well, either I do that, I have to go home and do this, and sometimes I'll figure out a different plan. But, like, sometimes, though, regardless, like, sometimes, like, whenever you have, making the right choice is not easy, and it's not fun a lot of the time.
I'd agree.
And I don't want to say the majority of the time, but I would say,
majority is fair.
Majority is fair,
yeah. It's not majority.
But you know, though, after the fact, when you get further down the road and you can look back and you can sit there and actually be proud of yourself, like, you can be like, man, like, sure, I could have went out. Sure, I could have spent my money and bought myself a couple more nice things. But I decided not to. I decided to not stay home by myself. Because sometimes it can feel uncomfortable. You know? Then making the decision to, I'm going to shift. Like, making the decision, instead of being antisocial, to be social. Because making the right decision isn't always is like very like in very in a lot of situations like we're already talking about, like it's doesn't feel good, but it's for your good.
Absolutely.
It's like you there's a feeling you had, like maybe I should be doing this, maybe I should go out and do this more, maybe I should, like, this is one thing I tell people a lot, like if you're part of a church like Amplify and you haven't joined a small group yet, then you need to get in one because you need community in your life. And if you're like me, who is like somebody that like spends a lot of time by themselves, just that's kind of like the road my life took me on, has taken me on, like, then, like, you really need community, and you need to make that choice, and that's a choice that you need to make, and maybe that's a decision, this is directly to the listener, I know there's a decision in your life right now that you've keep putting off because it's an uncomfortable decision to make, but you know inevitably it would be a good decision, and it may be a decision that you have to do over and over and over again, like saying no to the donut. Say it's at when you go to church on Sunday. The same thing applies, the more if you feel like you need to get healthier and you want to go to the gym, or actually you don't want to go to the gym, let's be real, you don't want to go to the gym. You want to stay at home and be comfortable being yourself, but you know you need to get healthier. So, do you do what's uncomfortable, or you reject what you want to do and essentially confront yourself and say, no, I actually will go out and do the uncomfortable because that's going to make me better.
That's so good. Honestly, I'm gonna touch on that. That is perfect. What Thomas is talking about is healthy rejection at its finest. And when that happens, it leads to discipline and it leads to self-control. And it, you know what's really good about those two things? On the other side of all the things you're rejecting is your goals, your dreams, your achievements. And it all happens when you have self-control. And when you reject things that you should. Honestly, sometimes my biggest financially is rejecting small things, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All these small things add up for me. If I could reject all the stuff that I normally do on a daily basis, I'd have a lot more finances. I've had a lot of wise people like Pat Williams, Brandon, Pastor Ed, Thomas, my sister Shamira, a lot of wise people tell me to do better with my finances. And honestly, my biggest issue is finances because I don't reject enough stuff that like most of them do because they have such great discipline and such self-control on that area. Like spiritually, I'm good at rejecting a lot of things spiritually, but when I get like prideful, I fall, of course, because I'm not perfect. So anytime I think I'm like the man and forget who God is where I fall, and that's what happened to me recently at work. Why I'm in a new area, new job and stuff, it's because I let the pride get to me, and the enemy gets you when he lets that fall in. So like rejection, if I would have just been on my normal rejection level, I would have healthily rejected the thing that got me fired, and wasn't nothing criminal or nothing stupid, it was just something that was very stupid.
It wasn't any criminal or something stupid, it was just something stupid.
Yeah,
it was just something stupid. Oh man, no.
That's good, right?
Yeah. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I didn't want to be like, are you done talking to me?
No.
No, but, no. I think, like, acknowledging those things is good.
Yeah.
Right? Acknowledging what you've done wrong so that you can now then do right. Like, and actually, like, that's actually a huge step. Because if... I feel like people know... inwardly, like inwardly, like, what they're doing. Like, I felt like the whole time you knew, like, every time you made a small transaction, you're like, man, what would, man, people are going to be so mad at me right now if they knew I was doing this.
I know.
And, like, you know it, you know, like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, but you did it anyway. And now you're actually acknowledging it, be like, yeah, actually, maybe I should have listened to that voice in my head.
Yeah.
And that happens so much to everybody. Like, maybe, and that's your gut. That's your gut. That's the spirit in you being like, hey, hey, what are you doing? Knock that off. Like, I get that that's not a really necessarily a bad thing, but it's leading to a bad thing.
True.
Twinkies are bad, but I just saw a picture of Twinkies a little bit ago.
I love Twinkies.
But donuts taste good, but you have 100 of them, and you eat one every day, or three every day, probably going to get fat.
Yep.
Which isn't good. But now I want to touch on actually what you were talking about your finances earlier.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, personally, I feel like that's why you and I are, one of the reasons why you and I are roommates.
Yeah, by God.
Like, yeah, God's
design.
Yeah. We've already talked about how we lined up.
The divine appointment.
Yeah.
Honestly, I agree with that.
But I feel like you teach me some things to say no to, and you actually teach me more things to say yes to than so I have to say no to, just to be honest. But the main thing you teach me, the main thing you taught me just by being around you, is how to be more social. Because you are, like, whenever you're around people, you're the social butterfly.
It's all God, man.
And, like, I'm not. And I'm okay with that.
Well, but I get it way better.
Like, I'm way better than I used to be. I blame, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I can blame that on you. Oh, and on you and other people in my, other good people in my life. I watch and I admire the certain things about them. And, like, with me to you, like, I know I'm pretty good with my finances, managing my money, and, like, that's one area where I feel like being around you enough, kind of, being around you enough, and also you being around other people who are good with our finances, enough people have planted enough seeds that eventually they took a little bit of a root.
Yeah. I would say so, for sure.
100%. So, like, again, I think that happens with anything. Like, well, I want to do a whole episode about planting seeds, because that's something huge, and I really want to talk about that.
Yeah, I think that was a great episode.
For sure. But, like, whenever I talked about that, the image in my head that popped up was, like, a giant pile of seeds, and like, them being blown away by the wind. And then there's a couple that get left behind.
That's fair.
That's the image that popped up in my head. And, like, it's not to bash you. It's just what's been happening. Like,
you're not wrong. We have a lot of people who are great in finances have been, like, giving me wisdom. And at the time, I was just, like, I was the hard ground, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Bible talks about, like, the hard ground where the seeds just get put on the ground and it wouldn't go inside the ground, so they get blown away. So, like, your analogy would be spot on.
Man. Okay, yeah, wind blowing away, crows picking it up, you know. But the, I don't know, I honestly feel like that's a good place to end the episode.
I mean, it's a good episode.
Yeah, I feel like this was a great. I said this last time, but I feel like these keep getting better and better.
Oh, honestly, healthy rejection, one of my favorites.
This was definitely a really good topic. So, if you haven't already, guys, we're gonna wrap it up. Oh wait, did you do anything? Well, that was kind of fun in itself.
Yeah, it was good. Good stuff.
But yeah, guys, if you haven't already, we're gonna wrap it up. If you haven't already, I said that three times now.
Like, subscribe. Yep. Give us a 5-star.
There we go. Yeah, give us a review. Let us know how we're doing. If you're listening on Spotify, let us know what you think of the episode by answering the Q&A that I believe shows up under the episode. Is that how that works? I actually don't know. I just know they're there. I don't use Spotify that much.
I use Spotify all the time. I think you're right. I think there is a Q&A after them.
I know there is. I guess Dave Miller commented on one of them.
Oh, yeah. He did. Yeah, so there is Q&As, guys. Make sure you're doing the Q&As if they pop up. If not, like, share on all your social media accounts.
Yeah, and if you guys like this episode, or if you like our podcast in general, just, like, shoot us a message and give us some encouragement. Eventually, maybe we'll have, like, and I'm going to throw this out there. I don't know if this will be done by the time this episode comes out, but I do want us to set up some donation links.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So like it will be like to buy us a coffee or just donate directly to the podcast, whatever it is. It's just so like we can eventually buy a camera or anything. Buy a camera, maybe a second mic. Things to like
make our studio better.
Yeah, allow us to give you a better experience, and maybe even eventually like it'd be awesome to be able to have videos, especially with a guest.
Absolutely.
So that, and like, I don't know, I have visions for this podcast in the future. So we all definitely need your guys' help to share. Definitely need your guys' help to share it and get it out to more people. I really feel like this one specifically will help somebody. So please share it with whoever you feel like needs to hear it.
We love the Technically Short family. Goodbye, guys.
Almost. Oh man, this is another awkward ending, isn't it? Sorry for the no edits. All right, see ya.
See ya.